This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Poor executive communication is now a governance risk. What happened? Corporate boards are waking up to something communication professionals have known for years: how CEO talks matters as much as what they decide. Governance experts and investors are now flagging executive communication failures not as PR problems, but as structural business risks. Companies where leaders speak poorly, vaguely, or evasively are being scrutinized the same way companies with weak financial controls are. The communication angle. Let's compare two types of executive communicators. The first type treats communication as packaging. They make decisions, hand them to comms teams, and deliver polished statements that say almost nothing. The second type treats communication as leadership itself. They speak plainly, take ownership of hard news, and give stakeholders something real to work with. The first type has dominated boardrooms for decades, and for a long time, it worked. Vague language felt safe. Carefully lawyered statements kept everyone at arm's length, but investors and employees are no longer buying it. When a CEO stands at a podium and says we are committed to operational excellence while navigating a challenging macroeconomic environment, nobody knows what happens next. Nobody trusts it. And when nobody trusts it, capital moves. Compare that to what strong executive communicators actually do. They name the problem directly. They explain the decision in plain terms. They tell you what they are doing about it and what they cannot promise. This is not warm and fuzzy communication. This is precise, disciplined, high-stakes communication. It requires more courage than a prepared statement, but it builds the one thing no press release can manufacture: credibility. The governance angle here is not complicated. Boards are finally connecting the dots between executive communication and organizational risk. A leader who cannot explain strategy clearly to employees cannot execute it. A leader who evades analyst questions creates uncertainty, and uncertainty raises the cost of capital. A leader who communicates poorly in a crisis accelerates the crisis. Poor communication is not a style problem. It is an operational problem with financial consequences. What should boards actually do differently? Stop treating communication as a soft skill listed somewhere below strategic vision on a leadership competency rubric. Start evaluating how executives communicate under pressure in the same way you evaluate how they manage under pressure. Ask, can this person deliver bad news without losing the room? Can they explain a pivot without sounding like they're covering something up? Can they answer a hard question directly? Those are governance questions now. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on high stakes transparency gives you a framework for delivering difficult information in a way that builds trust instead of eroding it. The instinct to soften, delay, or hedge is almost universal. The skill is learning to override that instinct on purpose, with structure, so your message lands with authority instead of anxiety. The takeaway. Before your next earnings call, analyst briefing, or all hands meeting, write down the one thing you most want to avoid saying. Then say it first. Lead with the hard truth, frame it in context, and tell people what comes next. Bearing bad news or surrounding it with corporate language does not soften the blow. It destroys your credibility and makes the news worse. Own it early, own it plainly, and you keep control of the story. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.